to Northern California now, where after a four-day strike, Bay Area Rapid Transit workers returned to work today, although union management negotiations are far from over. It's known as BART, the system there. The Bay Area train system shuttles over 400,000 riders every day, and the strike left many scrambling for transportation alternatives. Dan Brecky, news editor for KQED Public Media, was one of those riders left stranded, and he joins me now from San Francisco. Hi, Dan.
Hi there.
Classic transit strike, pay and pensions in a contract negotiation. What are we dealing with here?
The unions involved here represent mostly station agents, the people you see when you're coming in and out of the station, and the train operators, the people who are aboard the train when you're going back and forth. They settled for no pay raise in their last go-around in 2009 and say that they gave up about $100 million in concessions. And so they were really trying to make that up this time and came to the table with a proposal of a 23% increase over 4 years. And the counter from management was pretty much, you know, 1% a year to start. And all the indications are that they haven't closed the gap very much. And what happened last night was that state mediators appointed by Governor Jerry Brown convinced both sides that they need to call a truce, essentially. And so the unions are coming back to work today, and they've agreed, both sides have agreed, to spend the next month trying to get this thing done.
The contract expired July 1st, and it looks like they have sort of an extension on a contract till the, not a, on a contract, but on negotiations until the end of August. But Dan Brecky, this has caused major headaches. BART is a major transit system. San Francisco, like Washington, D.C., where I'm from, is famous for its horrible traffic. They need a functioning transit system. You've been one of the riders that's had a great big migraine because of this. What's it been like?
Well, you know, it's been a sort of a tale of two commutes. What's happened with a lot of people, including myself, we've moved our days ahead. We're coming in earlier to avoid the worst of the traffic, although the worst of the traffic keeps moving earlier in the day. So the big choke point coming into the city is something called the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. 17 lanes of traffic merge down to 5 there, and there are metering lights to keep traffic flowing onto the bridge. Those things are going on just after 5 o'clock instead of just after 6 o'clock now. And so there's a huge jam. But if you can get in a carpool, as I've been doing, and or get a real early bus or early ferry, you can beat a lot of that. And that's coming into the city. Getting out of the city at the end of the day has been a different story. Very long lines at the ferry terminals, at bus terminals, and the carpool system doesn't work, essentially, in the afternoon. So people have really suffered on that end of the day, and they're exhausted.
Dan, this type of inconvenience is part of the design of a strike. It's designed to put pressure on management to get a deal. We have a couple seconds left. Is it going to work?
We'll see.
We'll
That's
see.
All I can tell you.
Yeah, and you and a lot of other San Franciscans must be dying for it to happen. I mean, you just described a pretty miserable state of affairs.
Well, we don't like discomfort, and there's a lot of public anger and resentment that's come out because of this, and that really suggests there's some deeper issues here that that people are working through. It's not just the transit. It's the lousy economy. It's some other issues.
Unions and management at odds for BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System in San Francisco, just returned back to work after a four-day strike. Dan Brecky, news editor for KQED Public Media in San Francisco. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Over at Facebook, our friends at KQED are asking what the BART strike says about the state of organized labor. Joe writes, labor unions strong-arm their way to outrageous salaries and bennies that did not come close to matching non-labor union workers, crippling companies, government, and cities as a whole. Paul says BART unions are not working for the public's interests, but instead are only trying to get the maximum pay and benefits for a job that doesn't require any more than a GED. You can weigh in on that discussion at facebook.com/KQED or leave us a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.